Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. We were just talking ethics in tech. What a complicated area that is.
It's become a huge, huge area. Because can you imagine the whole, I love these computers that just play videos without you asking, but that's another story.
Completely,
The whole rise of AI and artificial intelligence and machine learning is creating an enormous area around ethics and what's right, what's wrong, and how do you deal with this stuff. But generally, the whole issue of ethics and tech has become quite a hot subject, something we might actually need to explore in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely, and hope we will do that. All right, I want to talk about something more mundane, but certainly a conversation that we have a lot, and many of our friends have quite a lot as well. Netflix versus DStv. I'm really tempted, if it wasn't for the fact that some of my kids like to watch sport, I think I would have got rid of DStv already. But a lot of people saying, should they even keep DStv? Is it so much simpler to go and watch Netflix?
Well, no question. Mundane, it's not. I mean, people spend an enormous amount of time watching TV, enjoying all these new series, watching the movies. It's become a huge source of entertainment and just leisure time. I mean, Netflix and chill has become a global phenomenon. I mean, they have got over 80 million subscribers globally, and it's been growing at about 8-9 million every quarter of the last, you know, few years, and expected to continue growing at that sort of exponential rate. And what is happening globally is that more and more companies, more and more people, you know, organizations are essentially getting into the internet streaming game and competing with Netflix, though Netflix are just so way ahead. It's actually very, very scary. But the fundamental shift has happened as the internet's pervaded, as mobile phones have become totally commonplace and the speeds have increased. Mm. People are just watching TV as and when they want, and the old sort of style broadcast, 8 o'clock, all rush to get to the TV on time. It's going away, even with PVRs. So I think the conversation is not so much, should we give up DStv and turn to Netflix, as to what are DStv doing to meet this new demand? And they actually are doing some stuff. But what precipitated this whole conversation is that Netflix, as of Monday, decided to hike their prices in most of, the USA and South America by between $1 and $2 per month. Now, that sounds like nothing. But when you've got 40, 50 million people paying those amounts of money, it's pretty significant every month. On the flip side, they've also announced that they're going to be spending between $6 and $8 billion on content, on original content, over the next couple of months and years. And that makes them bigger than almost any other movie producing entity anywhere. So they're bigger than Bollywood, they're bigger than Hollywood, and Netflix are quietly just taking over the entertainment industry. So it's quite a big deal. But back to DStv. DStv have also launched something called DStv Now. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
Well, if you want, you can go to your LG or Samsung Smart TV. You can download an app called DStv Now, and you can have the whole of DStv on demand, just like Netflix. How's that for an interesting
one? I had no idea. When was this launched?
A couple of months ago, funny enough. It's just not been promoted very highly. It's quite strange that they don't. Look, the bottom line is satellite as a transmission medium is pervasive. You can get it in Durrance, Laughter, and every little hill and mountain in the country. So it beats broadband hands down as to access. But more and more, you know, neighborhoods in South Africa are getting high-speed broadband. More and more people are signing up. So it's becoming easier to stream and use the internet rather than have a satellite. But the benefit of the DStv Now app, one, it's available on computers, tablets, smartphones, and smart TVs. And two, It gives you the full on-demand experience as well as live. So here we go. Your kids like watching sport. They can watch live sport through the internet, through the app. So it's brought DSTV in contention with the big streamers. And of course you get free depending on what you do. You also get that free, Showmax, which is also shaping up quite interestingly. They've got some original content.
Right.
And they're starting to shape up quite nicely as a competitor to Netflix. So my take to summarize this whole story is that DSTV, are still huge. I mean, over 4 million subscribers in Africa. And they do an amazing job of curating a lot of content that you cannot get on Netflix, but you are paying 800 rand a month. But it looks like in the next couple of weeks or months, Netflix are going to probably go to about 200 rand a month for the full package, which is still very reasonable, but understand no sport and a limited range of content.
Right. And,
which
and
DSTV curates.
Right. And Saul says, Netflix SA has much less content available
yes.
here than the US. Why is this?
Well, it's a licensing thing. Netflix is a media house. So what they're doing is they're licensing their, for example, DSTV buys stuff from Netflix, lots of stuff from Netflix. And when DSTV buys the right for South Africa, Netflix cannot stream that to a South African audience. So they have this globally. It's getting less and less as time goes by, but essentially they've got about half the content of the American Netflix. And a lot of the stuff maybe you don't want.
Mm.
But then again, what they've also done, for example, Netflix have licensed the new Star Trek from CBS and are streaming that on South African Netflix, but you can't get it in America. You have to subscribe to a CBS streaming service at another $10 a month
right,
to get
right.
it. So I think the media space has become super competitive, and I think all the media players, Netflix, DSTV, all the big boys, are playing a game of trying to bring the best content to the public as quickly as possible. But the choices are really becoming very, very, very interesting. So my sense for the next year or two until I doubt there will be a clear winner because I think more and more players are coming into the market. But for now, I think you're in for a DSTV Netflix combo to get all the type of
everything
content
you
want. And the conversation is not, should I drop the one and not the other? It just depends on how you consume and what you should do in the future because you don't need a DSTV decode anymore. How's that for interesting?
Incredible. NRA says, I would give DSTV the boot in a heartbeat, but would miss the rugby and the cricket. I know people using a box that they can watch DSTV, but not subscribe to it. You're saying it's the other way around. You're going to be getting rid of the whole box shortly anyway.
Yes. Yes. The box will go away. It'll be an app on your smart device. It'll be an app on your smart TV. It'll simply be an on-demand app when and as and when you need it. And the benefit is you can watch live TV through the app. So if it's a live rugby match, live cricket, live soccer, you can watch it.
You can watch it anywhere, yeah. Which
but
also makes
what's
a
cool
difference.
Is that you go back and rewatch it
right.
In its entirety because it's available in streaming. So it changes the way that you engage with all this. And the best thing is you can watch it on your mobile on the way to work or at work. Hopefully people are doing some work while they're watching all their streaming. But it's just the way that we access all this stuff has just changed fundamentally, and it's not going back. The traditional broadcast media for entertainment of that is over. In South Africa, TV and broadcast TV will probably continue for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
But in the meanwhile, pretty much entertainment is going to shift to an on-demand model, which pretty much is happening as we see it right now.
Fascinating. Time is 8:50. Stephen Ambrose talking to us about DSTV and Netflix. You can listen to Stephen Thursday at 11 a.m. where you can have a full hour of technology conversations. Absolutely fascinating.